Hi, my name is Denise on a recorded line. How can I help you?
Yes, I have a potential claimant for the depot claim.
Okay.
And her first name is Paris, Paris, last name Williams. And I submitted her information through the portal.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I'll take it from here.
All right, thank you.
Hi, Miss Paris Williams. My name is Denise on a recorded line here. So, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. So, I know he said he submitted your information. I still don't see it on my end, so I want to make sure we start off with your first name. Is that Paris?
Yes.
Okay. Let me input the into the system here, and then last name Willims.
IAMS.
Yes, Williams.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for that. And then your phone number, it came through as 678-826-8719. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So then let's continue on here. Just opening up the double Provera information. Okay, so would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the double Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, and then do you have an attorney assisting you with the claim at the moment?
I don't.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
No, I haven't.
You have not? Okay, so you are willing to affirm. And are we filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes.
Okay. And then are you a resident and citizen of the United States?
Yes.
And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking double Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Are you feeling better now?
A little. Sometimes I
A
still have
little
like
bit.
minor headaches.
Oh no. So sorry to hear that. And when was the date of your diagnosis, Miss Williams?
July 2021.
July of 2021. Okay.
Yes.
Is there a specific date that you
I think it
remember?
was the 14th.
The 14th. Okay. I'll
Yeah.
put that on there.
Because,
Let me.
yeah, it was the day after my stepdad's birthday.
Okay, got it. So let's see. Let me write that on here. Date of diagnosis, 7/14 of 2021. Okay. And then can I get your date of birth, please?
4/13/93.
4/13/1993. Okay. Let's see. 1993. Okay. And do you know of any family members or friends that were injured by the double Provera that we can assist?
Not that I know of.
Not that you know of? Okay. No problem. And did you consume and use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. Did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum? That would be the equivalent of four injections once every 3 months?
Yes.
Okay. And within 1 year, can you confirm you have had at least four injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. Did you use Depo Provera between January 1st of 1992 through the present date? I guess we can start by asking usage start date. When did you start using Depo Provera?
May of 2016.
May of 2016. And then when did you stop?
As soon as I started experiencing the side effects, It was in July of 2021.
Okay. So then that answers that question. I will put yes. And then let me put the dates on here as well. That would be May of 2016. And then would you say that was beginning of May, end of May, middle of May?
Probably like the middle.
Middle? Okay.
Yeah.
So would it be safe to...
Back. I can't exactly remember the date.
Oh, no problem. We could do a guesstimate as long as it's around the date that you started. So can we put 5/20 of 2016?
Yes.
Okay. So 5/20, 2016. And then the usage stop date, I know you mentioned July of 2021. Was that beginning of July, end of July, middle of July?
Beginning.
So maybe like 7/5 of 2021?
Yeah, I guess we could say that.
Okay. Again, we're just doing like a guesstimate as long as it's around the same, that around the time. And then let's see here. Meningioma. Okay, and then can you confirm your gender for the recording, please?
Female.
And your marital status?
Single.
Okay, and then let me input your name here, P-A-R-I-S, Paris, and then last name, Williams.
Yes.
Is there a middle initial?
I.
Okay. I?
Mm-hmm.
As in Israel?
Yes.
Okay. And then can I get your social security? And the reason why we would need this is for the law firm to do an identity verification to pull medical records.
252-876-942.
Okay. So that is 252-876-942, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. And then I will be needing a email address, please.
It's Peyton1, P-E-Y.
P-E-Y.
T-I-N-N 1 at Gmail.
Okay, so let me repeat that back. P as in Paul, E as in elephant, Y, T as in Tom, I, N, N as in Nancy, 1, the number 1, correct? At gmail.com?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then primary phone number 678-826-8719, is that correct?
Yes.
Is that a cell phone?
Yes.
Contact preference, would you prefer phone call, text, or email?
Mainly text, because I work every day.
Okay, no problem. Best time of the day to reach you, morning, afternoon, or evening? I have to pick one.
Afternoon.
Okay, and then can I get your full address, please?
113 Stays Court, S-T-A-V as in Victor.
S-T-A-V as in Victor.
E. Court. North Augusta.
Okay.
South Carolina.
Perfect. I did pull it up. 113 Stave Court, North Augusta, South Carolina, 29860. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is there an apartment number?
No.
Okay. Perfect. And then do you have the diagnosing doctor's name, address, phone number? We could also look them up if we need to.
Dr. Jean Guyton.
Doctor, can you spell the first name?
J-E-A-N.
J-E-A-N. Okay. Jean.
G-U-I-T-T-O-N. Yes.
Okay, perfect. I did find him. Jean-Marc, I guess, Guyton or Guyton, M-D.
Yeah, Guyton.
And
it's spelled weird.
Yeah, Augusta, Georgia? It's coming up as Augusta,
yes.
Georgia. Okay, got it. Okay, so let me put his information in here. I have the address as 840 Stevens Creek Road, Augusta, Georgia, 30907. Perfect.
It's the address I have is 1350 Walton Way, Augusta, Georgia, 30901.
Oh, that's interesting.
Well, that's the hospital where it was done at.
Oh, it was the hospital. So the address you're
yeah.
giving me is the hospital's address. Can you repeat that?
1350 Walton Way, Augusta, Georgia, 30901.
30901. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, let me look it up really quickly.
It's Piedmont, Augusta.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. I did find a 31350 Walton Way, Augusta, Georgia, 30901 online.
Yes.
Okay.
And it should be Piedmont, Augusta.
Oh, it's saying, what did you say? I'm sorry?
It's Piedmont, Augusta. They changed the name of the hospital so many times.
Oh, okay, okay.
Like,
I think one time
it was called MCG or University, something like that.
Yes, it's saying Piedmont Augusta Hospital. Okay, got it. Let me put that in the notes here. Diagnosing facility name, and then phone number. Do you have a phone number on hand?
I don't have a number.
Let me look it up. Sometimes it like comes up right away. Other times you got to kind of search through the website. Let's see, book an appointment, vascular. Let's see. I found a phone number, 706-724-4400. Does that sound familiar?
I know the numbers over there start with 706 because it's the Augusta area code.
Okay.
But I don't remember the exact telephone number.
No problem. I also found another one on here. There's quite a few, but we'll put that one on there. And then prior cancer diagnosis, yes or no?
You say that one more time?
Oh, did you have a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And then as far as treating doctor, Ms. Paris, was it the same doctor who diagnosed you that treated you?
Yes.
Okay. Let me input that information in the system here. Copy and paste. And then phone number. And then as far as the prescribing doctor, so the doctor who was prescribing the depo, who would that be?
Dr. Cindy Besson.
Dr. Cindy, as in C-I-N-D-Y?
Yes.
And the last name, can you spell the last name, please?
B-E-S-S-O-N.
Okay. And that in Augusta as well?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Let me look her up. Okay, I did find her. Perfect. Doctor's name. Let's see. Phone number. Let me put the phone number on here. I found a phone number of 803-648-0803. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Okay, and it's actually coming up, South Carolina, Elkin?
Yeah, Aiken.
Aiken.
South Carolina and the Augusta, we're right on the border of each other.
Got it. Okay, perfect.
So, like, South Carolina people have to go to Augusta for certain things.
Oh, I see. Okay. And then, let me see, is there a facility name? I'm looking for, like, a facility name.
I don't remember the name. I just know
it's under Aiken or Aiken Regional Medical Center. I'll put that in here.
Yeah.
Let's see. Aiken Regional Medical Centers. Okay. And then, as far as the pharmacy, were you going to a pharmacy for any medication or depot-related stuff? Like a CVS nearby?
You mean, like, was I getting the injection from a pharmacy?
Yeah, were you either getting the injection from a pharmacy or getting any medication there at the pharmacy?
Oh, no, that I was getting it at the doctor's office.
Okay. Okay, I'll just put her information in there. Okay. Thank you for that information.
You're welcome.
Would you like to include any medical notes for the law firm to review?
No.
Anything you can think of? No? Okay. It's optional. As far as like any anything that comes
The only thing that I can think of is the only thing I experienced from it was infertility, but I don't really care about it because I'm not having no more kids.
Oh, okay. I can put that on there if you would like at least to add some notes on there. Do you have a copy of your medical records, Ms. Paris?
I don't have a copy with me.
No? Okay.
No, I never got a copy of it. I was ready for it to be over with.
Oh, okay. No problem. Is that something that you're able to obtain? We will need a copy of your medical records for this specific law firm. Sometimes they pull their medical records. Other times they require for you to have them.
Okay. I guess I can try to get them if I need them.
Okay. Okay. So we'll put yes. If you don't mind, please getting that would be absolutely helpful. When you do have your medical records, would you be able to provide them by mail or electronically?
Yes.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions of your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or apart from you?
Apart.
Okay. And then can I get the first name, please?
Kawanda.
Can you please spell that?
Kawanda.
D-A, perfect. Okay. And last name?
Williams.
Okay. Kawanda Williams. And then a phone number, please?
678-628-6800.
6800. Okay. 678-628-6800. Relationship?
Mother.
Okay. Then let me just put the notes on here that you will be providing medical records. Okay, perfect. And then can I also, would you like to include an email for your mother?
No.
Okay, I'll put your email in there.
Okay.
If that's okay. Okay. And then does she also live in Georgia or?
She does. She lives in Georgia.
Okay. Got it. Perfect. So I'm going to review everything to make sure that there are no typos. We're done. Thank you for your patience. And let's go through it. If anything is wrong, please let me know. And I will correct it so it doesn't come out on the DocuSign as, you know, typos or anything like that. Okay. So
Okay. You
would like to participate in the double Provera lawsuit. You do not have an attorney. You have not signed anything for a law firm. And we are filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You're a resident and citizen of the United States. You were diagnosed with meningioma after taking depo Provera for at least 1 year. Date of diagnosis, 7/14 of 2021. Date of birth, 4/13 of 1993. And you did take the injectable name brand contraceptive depo Provera. You used depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum, the equivalent of 4 injections once every 3 months. And usage start date, 5/20/2016. Usage stop date, 7/5 of 2021. Female, single, Paris, P-A-R-I-S. Middle initial I, Williams is the last name. 25287-6942, Social Security. I have an email address of peytinn1@gmail.com. Phone number 678-826-8719. And then this is a mobile number, and I have an address, 113 Stave Court, North Augusta, South Carolina. No apartment number, 29860.
Mm-hmm.
Does that all sound correct?
Yes.
Perfect. So I will be sending this now. And then let me know if you receive it. And once you receive it, I will be here to guide you if you need my assistance. Okay?
Okay.
It is a DocuSign. It's been sent to your email. And then just as a heads up, because I know a few people have made this mistake, make sure that your signature is in the right place and your initial is in the right place. Because sometimes people try to sign where it's supposed to be initial. Did you receive the email?
Yes, I'm filling it out now.
Awesome. Thank you for confirming.
Okay, I just got done.
Okay, perfect. So let me look really quickly. I'll review it while you're still on the phone to make sure that there was no typos or anything. Let's see. Perfect. Initial signature. Awesome. You did a great job. Awesome. Thank you for your time, Ms. Williams. So
you're welcome.
What will happen now? I'll be sending you a text message with my information. I'll also be sending you a text message with the law firm's information. And the law firm will be in touch with you within the next 1 to 2 weeks. If you do not hear from them, you're more than welcome to call them directly. If you still have no luck, you can call me and I can get them on the line for you, okay?
Okay.
And
I
so
normally
the
work every day till 5. If I'm unable to call to do that medical records request, will they do it for me?
So the only reason we were able to keep moving forward is because I said you would provide the medical records. For this specific law firm, they are requesting for you to provide the medical records. I know
Okay.
for other law firms, they pull the medical records. So for this one, they're specifically asking for you to provide them, and I did write notes on there that you would provide them.
Okay, I'll have to take
Yeah,
off for
I
this.
know. Unfortunately, we wouldn't have been able to move forward if I would have clicked no. So,
Okay, I'll just take
yeah.
off and get them.
I'm so sorry, but yeah, and I'll definitely send you a text message as well, to remind you to please obtain those, the sooner the better. Okay?
Okay. All
And
right.
it's always good to have your medical records anyway, for any near future stuff that comes up. So again, I'll be sending you a message now, Miss Williams. And if you have any questions, please feel free to contact me anytime, okay?
Okay.
I wish you the best and have a wonderful evening.
You too. Thank
Thank
you.
you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.